When Jesus was in the form of a man among us on earth, his life began with Mary and ended with Mary. At the very beginning, of course, the Annunciation, when the Holy Spirit conceives in the womb of our beautiful Mother Mary, Jesus, the Incarnation, truly begins at that moment, you know, of the Annunciation. And then Mary is there, of course, on that beautiful day of Christmas when Jesus comes forth into the world in Bethlehem and is laid in the manger. She would have been the first to have done a holy hour as she held the beautiful Jesus child, Christ child, and adored him. And then you fast forward to the other side of Jesus's life as a man on earth, and there's Our Lady, Mary. She's there underneath the cross at the crucifixion. She receives the body of Jesus when they take him down off of the cross and holds him yet again, just as she did when he was a baby. And so Our Lady is there at the beginning, at the end, but of course she was there throughout the whole of the life of our Lord. The first miracle, for example, there was Our Lady interceding at that very miracle. Our Lady was there as a part of the whole thing. And for us too, we live lives that are bookended with Our Lady as well. Our life in God. Because at the very beginning of our life with God is baptism. And the baptismal ritual, we invoke the intercession of Our Lady over the child, that she will always wrap her mantle, her blue and white mantle, around the child, protect him or her, and intercede, and all those things. And the last blessing at the baptism is from Our Lady, asking her to do just that. And so the beginning, but then also at the end of life on earth for us, last rites, Our Lady is invoked. And I wanted to read this. This is from my last rites book, because most people don't ever really get to hear it and really process it. But this is, it's just so beautiful. The priest prays. It's part of the commendation of the dying. I commend you, my dear brother, to Almighty God, and entrust you to your Creator. May you return to Him who formed you from the dust of the earth. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints come to meet you as you go forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for you, bring you freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for you, admit you into His garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, acknowledge you as one of His flock. May He forgive you all your sins and set you among those He has chosen. May you see your Redeemer face to face and enjoy the vision of God forever. This beautiful line, may Holy Mary, the angels, all the saints come to meet you as you come forth from this life. That our lives on earth in God, baptism to last rites, are bookended with our beautiful Mother Mary, but she is a part of everything in the midst of our lives too. I was taught as a kid, you pray three Hail Marys at the beginning of every day, first thing, and three Hail Marys last thing of every day, asking our Mother to pray for us, to keep us holy, to keep us on the right road, to keep us, most importantly, close with Jesus. And if we can do that with our days and our years, here we are on the cusp of a new year, we consecrate it to Jesus and Mary and ask our Mother Mary to wrap her mantle around this year for us and to keep us on the right road, keep us close, close, close to Jesus. You see, Our Lady is so beautiful. She loves us with a mother's love. And she is the Mother of God. Our lives in God, our lives in Jesus. Our lives in Jesus begin and end with Mary, but man, Mary is everywhere in there. And the more we invoke her, that's all we have to do. Invoke her. Invoke her sweet, sweet, powerful protection and intercession. And she'll work miracles for us left and right. I see it all the time, even in my own life. And so we ask our Mother Mary to pray for us today, this year, whole year, our whole life. and that when we breathe our last breath, she will be there to bring us home. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.